Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written and recorded for us by Carrie Haltman of the Village Carpenters weblog. It's titled, Why I Oughta, and was originally posted February 21, 2011. Now, to find more great posts like today's, visit Carrie's weblog, The Village Carpenter, at www.villagecarpenter.blogspot.com, or of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to get you there that much quicker. So without further delay, let's get on with the show.
Why I Oughta. Frugal and old school. I've been called both by a certain partner who mocks me for wearing socks with holes and sneakers with soles worn paper thin. Ah, but I sure have some nice tools. We all have our priorities. Which is why when my 15-year-old plastic desk calendar met with an abrupt demise last week due to the uncharacteristic actions of a mild-mannered graphic designer who momentarily lost her cool at work, I was reluctant to replace it with a newfangled electronic gadget with which to record my daily activities. My partner incorrectly surmised that this event was the universe beckoning me to join the 21st century. What a bunch of hooey. So I made tracks to the nearby office supply store to buy a plastic base replacement for the loose calendar pages. Two cardboard boxes of replacements were on the shelf. To my dismay, I discovered that one had been torn open and was completely empty. The other box was mangled and contained only the plastic base. The U-shaped metal tangs that are used to lock the calendar pages in place were missing. Not a problem. I had frugally, nay, wisely, saved the metal tangs from my broken calendar base. I considered purchasing the incomplete product when I suddenly remembered, hey, I'm a woodworker, by gum! Back on the shelf went the battered box, and I went home, to my shop, where I made my own darn desk calendar from a piece of cherry. I saved $10, and I have a much prettier desk calendar to greet me at work each day. It will look spiffy next to my Rolodex holder. The universe was imploring me to get with the times. Horse feathers.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.